Morning, 10:41 a.m. on a Saturday, March 2nd, 2024. Mostly cloudy, although it's probably like just barely over half. There's a lot of blue sky. There's a lot of high, thin, cirrus clouds up there, a lot of mare's tails. There's some, I don't know, what is it, alto cumulus? There's some cumulus clouds, some puffy clouds up there. They're quite high. I don't know that they're stratocumulus or whatever that would be. I don't know. Pretty day, pretty morning. It started, when I got up, it was 20 degrees. And that was 5 o'clock. It's now 60 degrees at 10:45. So 40 degrees in 4 hours, 10 degrees an hour, 5 degrees, 5 hours, not quite 10 degrees an hour, 8. But there's a nice breeze. It's not too hot. It's certainly not cold. Although I have to say, the ice here is a bit tenacious. In the on the western reach coming along West 20th, there's still shady spots where the overnight freezes a sheet of ice across the sidewalk from the meltwater on the previous day. And there's still ice there. There's a puddle right there in the house. In the shade of a house is a puddle, low spot in the lawn, and it's covered with ice. It's filled with water and covered with ice. Just a thin sheen, but still. It's amazing how much difference the direct sunlight makes compared to being in the shade here. Scooter gang over there. Bunch of 8-year-olds, I think. All on scooters. Going to beat hell in a whole pack. I'm sniffing. There was somebody has a barbecue going this morning. I could smell it on the far side of town. I can't smell it anymore, so it must be over that way. The other side of the neighborhood. The trees along here are all looking red in the tip. There might be buds. There's definitely buds on this tree. I don't know what it is. Spring is in the air, as one would hope for March. I hope we're done with the snow for now. My kids did a good job keeping the walks clear this year. We didn't get that many snowstorms, and those that we did, I helped clear a couple of the early ones, but they were on it and got it done before I even noticed that they were out, which is lovely. I'm particularly grateful. Fountain pen trials, still fighting with that one nib. I got a few new ones in yesterday. A couple of the refurbished ones that I bought on eBay. Oh my God, they're beautiful. Beautiful. One of them's a gold nib. Platinum. P200, I think, is the model number. Long cap. The refurbisher sent it with a full cartridge. I almost don't want to ink it because it's just so pretty. The other one is a Traveler. And I didn't realize when I bid on it, it's also refurbished. It's got, it's a lever load. So it's one of those really old ones where you fill the ink by dipping the nib in the ink and then lifting the lever. No, you lift the lever and put dip the nib in the ink and then push the lever down closed, and the vacuum suction of the bladder pulls the ink up into it, and then you can write. And what I didn't realize was that this one is because I didn't recognize the brand and I didn't do too much research into it. I just said, well, that's a pretty cool looking pen. I don't have a side loader. And now I do. And it's a good one. But Traveler makes pocket pens. Apparently it's their specialty. And this one, has a granite finish. It almost feels like it's made from polished granite. I mean, I don't think that's actually true, but I'll have to look into it because it's beautiful. There's another one. I don't know that I really want to ink it up. It's way too pretty. I used up the ink in my Pilot Knight. And started that in a cleaning process. I gave it a little vibration in the. I just held the tip down, the nib and the bottom half of the feed in the bath, in the ultrasonic bath. And apparently it loosened up some stuff because I'm getting little flecks of crap out of it now. But it's really nice pen. I used it until I only put a little bit of ink in it and then used that ink up and thought, well, okay, we'll try another one now. It's a nice weight, metal pen, metal body apparently. I looked at trying to put a cartridge in my Keiko, and not my Keiko, the Kakuno, the Pilot Kakuno. And it looks like the feed nipple is broken off. So it looks like this nib is borked. I basically have a cap and a body and no guts for it. So I don't know what I'm gonna do with that one. I'll have to think about that. It's a it's a $15 pen. I don't know how much more I want to invest in it. Speaking of investment, one of the other pens that came in was kind of a mistake. I got it not realizing that it needed a new bladder. It's a vacuum filled job, a touchdown, a Schaefer touchdown model. And it uses a vacuum. Suction. You unscrew the cap and pull out the little piston rod that's inside it, and then pull it out, put the nib in the ink, and then push it down, and that creates a suction. I'm not sure how, but that creates a suction that pulls everything up through the nib to fill up the bladder inside. I have two of those. I have another touchdown that not quite as nice. One is just a Schaefer tip dip or dip tip. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I can never keep those straight. The other one is a Schaefer Cadet, which is just sort of an upscale version. But the beauty of this Cadet is that it has a serial numbered nib, and it's a feather touch, which makes it 14 karat gold. So it's actually my second pen with a gold nib. And it seems to me I remember that being the case going when I put the bid in to begin with. Otherwise I probably wouldn't have bid so much. Morning. It wasn't a big bid. It wasn't a big ask. But I suspect the other people noticed that it needed a bladder and shied away. I didn't notice until after I'd placed my bid and won. So, it's definitely a collectible pen. And it's in really good shape. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Blog post. For the most part, it's in really good shape. So I'm thinking I'm gonna try to find a pen doctor and send it off and have it repaired, have it serviced. Because I think it would be a nice writer. It would be a good pen in my hand. I like the feel of it. I'm trying not to collect things just for the sake of collecting them, but I'm looking for a few pens that I can write with. And being eBay, there'll be a few that will be inevitably clunkers. But if I can find a half dozen good ones. These two refurbished pens are beautiful and all that. But I don't really want to have pens for the sake of owning them. Although having a variety to choose from over the course of a month. My goal is to have three pens. I'm probably going to make it four. But three or four pens inked on any given day to choose from. But try to keep them in rotation so they don't dry out. So I have a different, interesting writing experience each time. So far, my two favorites are my first pen, and maybe it's only because it's the first one, but it's really nice. The Lamy Safari. I'm just using the Lamy ink, using up the cartridges that came with it, and it's really sweet. I ordered an extra fine nib. I might, when this cartridge runs out, I'll probably swap over and see what an extra fine nib looks like. There is apparently some kind of discussion going around about Lamy nibs, and that their quality assurance is a little loose. And that once the high-end tolerance for an extra fine is higher than the low-end tolerance for a fine, and the same with the medium. So you never know when you got the pen, regardless of what it's marked. Will it be a really extra fine, or will it be an extra fine that is on the high end of their extra fine specifications? So it's to the point where it's actually a fine, and the same with a fine in the medium. And it's like, we'll see. One day at a time. I'll take it as it goes. But I like that pen. I like the Jinhao. I mean, it's a cheap pen. It feels like a cheap pen. It's the 159 that's a clone of a Mont Blanc. Looks like a Mont Blanc. It's got the same width. It's got the bulky barrel. It's black. It's got chrome, or at least chrome colored plastic. Dog. I don't see that many loose dogs. Little dog, cute little dog, but loose dog. Check on female on the side of that tree. Busy day, Saturday morning, everybody's moving around. Kind of wish I'd gone out when it was 30 instead of 60, just to avoid the traffic, but you know how it goes. You get sidetracked, you get doing stuff, and the next thing you know, a couple of hours have evaporated. And there you are. So I played Railroad Tycoon 3 last night. It was the first time I fired up a game in like 3 days. It's weird. I've been busy doing handwriting drills, trying to get my cursive up to speed. It still looks real schoolboy. It's really embarrassing. My printing is better, and that's kind of janky. But it's improving. If I look back in my daily journal, if I look back to the beginning of the year, beginning of the year, because I think this one started. Did it start in January? Or start in December? I forgot. Doesn't matter. But I went back to the front of this particular journal and looked at the first few pages. The first few pages are almost illegible. I mean, I can still figure it out, but compared to the current ones, after just, what, I don't know, 3 weeks of handwriting drills, slowing down helps. If I can slow down, the problem with slowing down is I tend to write the letter beyond the one I need to write. Because my hand hasn't caught up with my brain. And so my brain overwrites the hand instructions and has me put down the wrong letter. So I get typos in my handwriting, which is a little bit weird, but it's getting better. It's getting better. I've got a composition book with all of the handwriting exercises in it, so I can keep track of progress from not quite the beginning, but pretty close to the beginning of my cursive journey, as opposed to my cursed journey, which is something else altogether different. Still toying with the idea of a fantasy where the magic system is pen and ink. Somebody has to have done that already. I mean, when your pen is a magic wand, what do you do with it? What kind of magic can you invoke with ink? I mean, inscribing runes on objects. That's actually, I've seen that a lot, actually. Where have I seen that? There's some series that I'm following that does that. The Lumberjack Guy. So there's actually a kind of a genre for it. And the other thing I'm thinking about is solar punk. I mean, it's hard to get into it right now, realizing that the probability is good that this whole system is going to collapse. I mean, it's kind of nihilistic, but how do we beat some of these problems? I don't know. So maybe going out into the deep dark and escaping is one solution. But I really want to get on with the cat. The cat is still talking to me. I've got to figure out how to deal with that. But not right now, because right now I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.